Now. Please don't talk. We're live. We're live. It sounded like I just about lost my sound there for a moment. You picking me up in here okay? We have a windstorm that's particularly affecting the sound tonight. We're live in the studio, and we go by microwave to the King's House of Faith and I'm losing my microphone again. Now, there is no reason that the sound problem should affect in here. We have two sound systems. One that goes out on the air that you people on radio and satellite and television hear. And then we have the sound in here in the studio. Why am I having difficulty with the sound here in the studio? Now, how many people are in here who have worked the soundboard that really know what they're doing? I can't see all the hands. Have you got the people up there that know what they're doing? I mean, it's bad enough that I'm trying to explain to the audience that we're going to have a sound problem and maybe a video problem. But to not have sound in here, bring me up a little. And you have the most sensitive ears in the world, so listen and come over where the camera one is and see which speakers are not working. And I know they've got too much bass in it. That's number one. The soundboard's not set right. And I can't even get to what I was going to say to my live audience. And if I were to let the scotch in me come out, this is the most expensive hours of this network that spends hundreds of thousands of dollars. And I can't even get to the point of explaining to the listening audience what we may have to do. You want to go upstairs and get some bass out of this? If you can hear me on the television audience out there, we may have to shift from the live festival. And we have 4 hours of programming ready over at King's House 1, where the uplink is. The problem is the windstorm is shifting the guy wires. We have engineers that are available in the morning, but not tonight. So I need, the best test I have is the audience calling in. If you hear me, as scratchy as it may sound, then we're going to continue with the live festival. I'm told it sounds a lot like shortwave on the television. And it sounds to me like shortwave in here. I can't get a full, normal sound in this room. Is it me or you all hear the... Is it me, or do you have, or do you recognize? Give me a yes, sir, if it's...
Yes, sir.
That's what I thought. It's a bad, bad sound in here, much less out there. And we got a whole band here. No way I would have them sing tonight with all this sound problem. And then the second thing I want to say, if they can hear me, is I got to talk in code tonight. I need to talk to my congregation about matters that the regular viewing audience doesn't even need to know or concern themselves with. To my regular viewing audience, I got a lot to say. To the rest of you that just tune in out of curiosity, I wish you would go watch a basketball game or find a movie on some other channel and go away. I want to talk to my congregation. See how raspy, I'm talking to my wife now. See how raspy it is in here?
Yes, sir.
I almost wish the wind would blow so hard I could just shift it. But I want to talk to my congregation. You know why. The regular audience that's listening, and that sound's getting a little better, but the regular audience that listens, just non-King's Houses, non-attendees, non-supporters of this ministry, they don't know. You, that are the product of 29 years ministry or some part thereof. You failed God, you failed yourself, you failed your pastor in a time of crisis. And I have prided myself in you, and given you pride in yourself, that you're not really good in times of prosperity. But this congregation has always been noted with its ability to come through in a time of crisis. This time you didn't. And you know, next Sunday the service will meet at King's House 1, the King's House of Faith in Glendale, not the cathedral. You remember when I asked you to take a mountain with me? And none with any spiritual sensitivity need even think the thought. We were not acting according to God's will. The proof positive is the attack that has come from Satan. Non-stop. Including beginning in May. The physical attack on me. I haven't asked you to do anything for me. I've just asked you to be faithful in doing what you're supposed to do. Because I don't have to work to get your reservations or to have you keep commitments you've already made. I'll do my job. I've asked you to do yours. Not any new commitment. Just do what you've already committed yourself to do. That's all. And at this time in particular, and you let me down, and you let yourself down, you let God down. I've had people implore me today to change my mind. I know how many reservations it takes to fill King's House 1. I will have those reservations. I will have them today and tomorrow, and not later than Tuesday noon. That's the only way I'll change my mind or my decision sticks. And you as a congregation will make a choice. I'll ask you for help. Don't need your help. I don't know how to drive. I don't know how to pray. I don't know how to fast. I know how to bear pain. I know how to fight the devil. I just don't have any time in this battle to baby you, change your diapers, coddle you, warm your bottle, cater to you, motivate you, do the other crap that hireling pastors love to do. You will quit you like men, as Paul said. You will fight the fight of faith. But my decision sticks. And the decision still sticks. Tuesday noon gives me time to run a crawl. And mail the passes that will say Cathedral or King's House 1. As of now, and I don't want any passes mailed until Tuesday noon. And the staff better make sure they're listening to me. I don't want any passes mailed until Tuesday noon. I know how many reservations it takes to fill King's House 1. I know what I said you'd have to do this morning. But you can do it right now. Instead of spreading it out for weeks and giving the devil more opportunity. I will have that quota by Tuesday noon, where the passes will say King's House 1. You understand?
Yes, sir.
I'm not much inclined to do anything tonight with the wind and the sound and the other problems we have, other than to see what the mettle of my own congregation, as I'm in the second week of the 30th year, is made up of. If you have to be motivated to do this, you need to find another church. And my decision sticks. If you don't have the character to pay a debt for the food that you've been eating these many years in a time of crisis, I have no interest in trying to motivate you. You're debtors. You've made commitments, and the tragedy is the nation and the world and the faithful core of the church are made to suffer, and me. Because of the breach of a faith like Christ that sticks to commitments. But too many of you. You didn't rise to the challenge. You can repair that starting right now. So get on the telephone. I have little interest in talking right now. When I sat down, I knew what the quote is, we need 300 more reservations to change my mind. And that is going to take time. And we got enough voices of faith. And I suggest that every person that is a congregant of my ministry, you be on the phone and now. And that includes all of you across the country. I just lost the sound. We need faith in this room.
Yes, sir.
I need every phone busy. Now get on the telephone. Now, in case some of you tuned in late, we started live 25 minutes ago. And I said to all but my congregants, this is not a night you should watch. You should go find a movie or channel surf to another station. Because I am talking to my congregation, expecting to shift to some pre-recorded programming at any time because the windstorm is affecting the sound and also the picture on occasions. So at any time we could shift to pre-recorded programming at King's House of Faith 1. We go from this studio by microwave and it's being affected. But I also talked in code to my congregation. I made a decision this morning. I've been pled with to change my mind. And I said, okay, I know what the terms were. And I know what the quota is of reservations that's needed to fill King's House 1. And when I sat down here, I needed 300 more reservations. The only thing that can change my mind is those additional reservations today, tomorrow, and by Tuesday noon. If I don't have that quota, the passes will be mailed out at Tuesday noon, and next Sunday we meet at King's House 1, not the cathedral. You'll make the choice. I will have the quota by Tuesday noon, starting right now, or the decision sticks. You can change it by bidding, getting on the phone. That's all we're going to do while I'm live here. Keep these phones busy and meet that quota of 300 additional reservations that must be made so we can mail the passes to you by Tuesday. Now get on the telephone. Okay, I'm going to repeat again. We are live, have been for the last 31 minutes. But we're uncertain how long we can be live tonight because a windstorm is affecting our microwave between this studio and our uplink, which is at King's House 1, the King's House of Faith, across town, our home sanctuary. If the windstorm affects the sound and picture so badly that we can't stay live, we have 4 hours of pre-recorded programming standing by, including a special service at the cathedral that will play directly from the uplink. I do not know until we continue. The engineers are checking the feedback from the satellite, and your calls are telling us whether or not you can hear me, and if we're coming through, even if it's scratchy sound, if you understand. And I also said, the curious audience, just go by. Usually on Sunday night, we prepare for all listeners. But tonight, I'm only talking to my congregants in whatever live time we have. You let me down this morning, and I made a decision. And the service next Sunday is scheduled at King's House 1, not the cathedral. I've been pled with to change my mind, and I said, okay, on one condition, and that's the same condition that I said would change my mind in the coming weeks, but it can be done right now. I know the quota of reservations to fill King's House 1, and when I sat down here, we were 300 short, about the normal we have on Sunday, not good enough tonight. I will have the quota that's necessary to fill King's House 1, or the decision sticks. You understand?
Yes, sir.
I ordered the staff to mail no passes. You can't get in without a pass. Mail no passes. And I'm also really tired of the congregants playing footsie with God and me. Because we're kind and let you in, because you made a reservation late in the week, many of you are keeping your options open and treating me and God and your commitment as congregants to the cathedral as something you can just play with. Wait until you're sure you can be there without interfering with something you'd rather do. and then make a reservation some as late as early Sunday morning. I'm tired of that. I'm just tired of it. This is not an ordinary church. I'm there, sick or well, rain or shine. Have been for 29 years. Commitments are commitments. You are a television, live television audience. The ministry is to the world. If you want to be catered to and want a church that warms your bottle and changes your diapers and raises your kids for you and all the other compromises that are light years removed from Jesus saying, follow me and pick up a cross. If you want to, you know, be part of some Christian gang somewhere that mutually scratch one another's back in your spiritual superiority, get lost.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been doing the terrible thing again of listening to Christian television. Just a non-stop barrage of Tony Robbins imitators for Jesus. Smorgasbord of who can tell you the best things that God can do for you. By a bunch of overfed, fat Hollywood imitators. Anything to make it more entertainment and less cross-bearing and less teaching and less discipleship and less growing in God. Camp out permanently at that place in Hebrews where you can't take strong meat and all you can take is the milk. When you ought to be teachers, you have need of being taught again. I don't want anybody in this church that doesn't realize you're supposed to be growing in faith, and the only way you can grow in faith is faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And if you go to a church where you can tune most of the message out, and when you go out the door, you haven't learned a single thing about God and His Word and what He wants from you, you have wasted the time going, and you ain't going to heaven on that route. Prophets have always been lonely voices. The ratio was named by Reinhold Niebuhr years ago. 400 false prophets, one real prophet. All you that happen to have surfed and come by today, what did you learn in church today? Not much at the cathedral because we took a different route, but any other Sunday, you have to say you learned something. Ask yourself, you that went to another church today, what did you learn that you didn't know before you went there? I grew up in the church. I was lucky if one Sunday a year I heard something I didn't already know. Oh, make me feel good. Man, look at all these fancy Dan young people spouting all this. Everything is good, rosy, and the promises of God are yours for the taking, and waltz out of here and pluck them off the tree. At least I'll say for the father of religious television, he hovered at death's door for about a year ago, with pneumonia when people had written him off. Rex Umbard. Most of these preachers that tell you how to act under test haven't had a test in their lifetime. They remind me of the little kid that used to get up testifying in my dad's church. He was about 12 years old. Thank the Lord for saving me and filling me with the Holy Ghost and delivering me from a terrible life of sin. He maybe stole a marble in his life. I mean, I watched a CNN special on the war of faith. featuring a Southern Baptist church and a Southern Baptist family. A three-year-old girl. When did you get saved? When I was 3 years old. Well, how could you get saved at 3 years old? All I need to know is I was a sinner, Jesus died to save me, and I accepted him as my Savior. Imagine the self-righteousness when that 3-year-old or 15-year-old or however old she was becomes 30. She doesn't even know what sin is. Much less the condition of sin. Raise your kids to respect God's word, God's house, their parents. But enculturated Christianity does not even come close to enculturated Judaism. At least they know they have a works-based religion. Well, what if someone has not accepted Jesus as their Savior? They go, this saved at 3 years old said, they go to hell. Jesus is the only way. But nothing's changed since, with a stupid pill one day, Elijah thought he was the only person that God had. And God said, I have 7,000 others that you don't know anything about. Jesus said, I have sheep not of this fold. Jesus is the only way. He's the basis. But God can save a mosquito and change it into a human being and make a new creature out of it if he wants to. Now stay ignorant or mean business if you're one of the congregants of my church. I was honest 29 years ago when I said, I'm coming to town looking for the uncommon man or woman. I fought faith battles all my life. Got a new one now. I know how to tackle it. And I know who giveth the victory. And I know what to do. The question is, are you going to be part of the victory?
Yes, sir.
Now, my decision this morning stands with the 300 reservations that I needed when I came here to fill King's House 1 will be met by Tuesday noon. And we will mail passes that say King's House 1. You better call and figure out the directions. Or you reach the quota, we will mail passes to the cathedral and I'll change my mind because you've met the quota. No passes will be mailed till Tuesday noon. Now that's all the talking I want to do. We're paying for this time. And I've warned the general audience, go somewhere else. My congregants, you get on the telephone. And you all across the nation had better be on the phone praying that the nitwits in my congregation will suddenly get sane. Because this is not a game I'm playing. Get on the telephone. I repeat, when I sat down here, we're looking for 300 reservations for next Sunday. If I don't get them by Tuesday noon, 300 in addition to what I already had, if I don't get them by Tuesday noon, and that 300 is necessary to fill King's House 1, if I don't get the 300 by Tuesday noon, the passes will say King's House 1, and that's where we'll meet next Sunday. If I get the quota, the passes that will be mailed, and none will be mailed until Tuesday noon, will say the cathedral. Choice is yours. I need to impress upon the voices of faith, who are the faithful core of this church, You better schedule yourself for Monday night. Unless I have the quota of reservations that would fill King's House 1, we will not return to the cathedral next Sunday. We will be at King's House 1 and indefinitely. The only thing that can change that is the 300 additional reservations that I needed when I sat down here at 7 o'clock. And that means every minute has to be used on these phones. We have plenty of voices of faith tonight. I need them tomorrow. I need them tomorrow night. The passes will not be mailed until Tuesday noon. If I don't have the quota, and I see phones ringing, so I answer them. Why are you not answering the phones? If I do not have the quota, by Tuesday noon, the passes will say King's House 1. You've just been looking at it with the fountain in front of it. 1615 South Glendale Avenue, Glendale, California, directly across from Main Forest Lawn. The passes will say King's House 1 as we mail them at Tuesday noon. If I don't have this quota, if I have the quota, the passes will say Cathedral. Now get on the telephone.